Whoa, you went no contact with your family? Like, you don't talk to them at all? Nope, because they're toxic as fuck. Are you also the villain for walking away from your toxic family in order to preserve your peace? Welcome to the Character Outs podcast, where I am on a mission to normalize going no contact with toxic family. Welcome, all you terrible people. Let's talk about it. Welcome back to the Character Outs podcast. My name is Terry. I am so happy you are here, and I'll be even happier if you stay when you find out the kind of mood that I'm in today. I am a grouchy whore, okay? I have been stressed. I'm still hungover from a couple nights ago when I thought I was still in college and could drink and dance until 3 a.m. Now, do I have regrets? Absolutely not. However, I mean, every single muscle, every single bone in my body hurts right now. My clavicle hurts. My sternum hurts, you guys. My ankles hurt. Everything on my body hurts. And I'm getting my period. And so I'm grouchy and I am bloated. And I want to eat everything in the world. And so, anyway, I've been kind of a disaster this week. But you know what? We carry on. Don't we? We fucking carry on. So I'm sitting here with you in my cozy chair. I am sipping my Bigelow tea because my voice is scratchy, probably because I'm still dehydrated from getting drunk the other night, but it's fine. Everything is fine. Okay, you guys, Taylor Swift came out with a new album. Okay. Can I tell you, I thought that I was a true Swiftie, but I'm not. I like kind of knew what the album was going to be about. I didn't have a launch party. Like, I feel very, very inadequate right now. So I next time am totally going to be having a party with themed cocktails and themed food. I really dropped it. I really call myself a fan, but I don't really think I can consider. I wasn't up at midnight listening to it. I didn't even know the title of the album. So anyway, yeah. All right. So today's episode is going to be about boundaries. Yep. I want to empower you on this episode to make those boundaries. And I also want to reassure you that you are not an asshole for making boundaries with whomever it is in your life that you feel like you need to make a boundary with. I feel like I need to be constantly reminded that I'm not an asshole for setting a boundary with a friend, with a child, with my husband, with my dog. Just kidding. You know what I mean? Like, I struggle with, oh, but I'm a bitch for setting a boundary, right? Have you ever felt that way? We're gonna talk about all that today. So let's get started. Coming up next is one of my favorite songs about boundaries. It was one of the very first songs that really empowered me that I wasn't a complete bitch for setting a boundary. And I'll tell you why after I sing it to you right now. Somewhere along the lines, we stopped seeing eye to eye. You were staying out at night, and I had enough. No, I don't wanna know where you've been or where you're going, but I know I won't be home, and you'll be on your own. Who's gonna walk you through the dark side of the morning? Who's gonna rock you when the sun won't let you sleep? Who's waking up to drive you home when you're drunk and all alone? Who's gonna walk you through the dark side of the morning? It ain't me. It ain't me. So that song brings me back to a time where I was dating, well, had just broken up with my narcissistic ex-boyfriend, who was also an alcoholic. And when we were dating, he would get drunk and he would call me at 3 a.m. and he'd be like, "Yo, Terry, like, come and get me." Now, these were in the days of Uber, right? Like, also, fuck off. Also, I'm not responsible for you. But I did it many times, many, many times. I also, P.S., stayed with him long after I should have because he said that shit to me. It worked. I was in my head. I was full on in my head, like, yeah, you're right. I can't be a bitch and leave you because then I'll be just like my toxic family. And I don't know about you, but that scares the fuck out of me. I want to be nothing like my toxic family, especially my narcissistic mother. He actually would gaslight me and use the fact that I was no contact with my family against me. So he would say to me, well, you know what, T? You know, if you leave, you're going to be just like your family. You're going to be cutting me off like you cut off your family. Yeah. Wish you could see my eyes in the back of my fucking head right now. Yeah. So I always think of that song by Kygo and Selena Gomez, It Ain't Me. It ain't me. Why do I have to be responsible for you? Why do I have to be responsible for your fuck-ups? No, it ain't me. And so I had to create a boundary. At the time when the last time he called me, we were actually broken up. And that was the time I was like, okay, I have to block you everywhere. I have to get rid of you everywhere because you're just not getting the point. You're still calling me in the middle of the night drunk and telling me to pick you up. Like, get the fuck out of here, okay? So that is one example of an extreme boundary that I had to make with my narcissistic ex. Now, boundaries can be very different, and it can be very different in the different relationships that you have. But let's define, before we go any further, the definition of a boundary. So now a boundary can mean anything from a line on the map to, of course, what it means as it pertains to psychology. So as a boundary pertains in psychology is this. In the context of psychology, boundaries are a conceptual limit between you and the other person. Simply put, it's about knowing where you end and others begin, knowing what's yours and what's not, acknowledging that every adult is responsible for themselves. Don't you love that? Knowing what's yours and what's not. Now, I feel like knowing what's mine and what's not, that can be multifaceted, right? It can pertain to knowing what's mine means I know what's mine and I know what I can give and I know what I can't give, or I know what I am willing to give and I know what I'm not willing to give. And also, you know, it comes down to our perception of the world and how we view and treat people as well. We know our boundaries. You know, we all have to take a step back. I have to take a step back every now and then and be like, oh, especially when it comes to like my kids and asking my older kids to babysit my younger kid, right? I don't want to ever make them feel responsible. They did not decide to have a toddler, right? They're living their life. So I always try to be respectful and I always try to be cognizant of what they're doing in their life. And I never want to push my boundaries upon them and make them feel responsible, okay? Acknowledging that every adult is responsible for themselves. Okay, but I'll ask you, what does the word boundary, what emotion does it bring to your soul immediately? Is it fear? Is it anxiety? Is it confusion? Is it power, boldness? What is it? Now, I can tell you recently, like I said, I've been a mess this week. I have been a disaster this week. This week was at the forefront of my mind. Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. I got to thinking, why do I have a negative connotation associated with making a boundary? Well, I have two theories. The first is that I realized my perception of boundaries, right? My mother used boundaries to control, to manipulate, to place fear on me. So I never had a healthy perception of boundaries and what that even meant from my childhood. Boundaries hurt me. Boundaries were done to control me, keep me in line, keep me boxed in. And then as I got older, those boundaries were very scary because when I would express a boundary wrapped in what I needed, they were shunned and I was discarded again as an adult. So I don't know about you, but I needed to walk through this in my head this week. I was like, why the fuck am I so afraid of setting boundaries? Why do I feel like a raging bitch for setting boundaries? And that's what I thought of. And I thought, okay, well, first of all, we're always going to offend someone with what we do. We got to get past that, you know, because other people's opinions of us is none of our business. I did not coin that phrase. I don't remember who said that quote, but that was so impactful to me. Other people's opinion of me is none of my business. And if we can get settled in that mindset in our hearts and know that What other people think about us is none of our business. Because if we don't have that mindset and we're like, oh, we're really worried about what other people think about us, well, then we're going to get wrapped up in pleasing, not setting boundaries, maybe doing things that we shouldn't, and we're just doing it to make them happy and keep the peace. No, get okay with who cares what people think of you. All that matters is your personal relationships. And to me, what matters, especially if it's creating a boundary with someone that I love. And I have this conversation with my husband all the time, and I'm just like, but I need to create a boundary, but I don't want to be a bitch. And every time he's like, but Terry, you're not a bitch. Like, you've never done anything to be a bitch. So it hit me today as I had to create a boundary. I feel like, you know, the longer we are on this no contact journey, and I feel like the more that we heal, the more boundaries we have to set. Because listen, you and I both know how fucking hard it is to get to a place of health, to get to a place of not having any toxic in our life, right? I don't know about you, but for me, boundaries were non-existent in any relationship I had. And then I went no contact and I felt empowered and emboldened in my ability to make boundaries. And I always love to get to the root of something. So I really quieted my heart and I was just like, okay, hold up. Why am I making this boundary? Cue my narcissistic mother's voice. Because you're a spiteful bitch. Am I making it out of spite? Or am I making it for my peace? And I feel like that is something that we can ask ourselves when we're in the process of determining if we need to set a boundary. And when it comes to making a boundary, I feel like, you know, that has to be something that we're constantly evaluating, right? Because we're constantly growing. And if we're hit with a situation that makes us feel icky, we should be able to talk to the people in our life about it. If we can't, then guess what? That's our answer, right? So I thought about this. I thought, wait a second. I am not making this boundary out of spite. What's the definition of spite? The definition of spite is a desire to hurt, annoy, or offend someone. Are you making your boundary to hurt someone, annoy someone, offend someone? Maybe you are. It's a different podcast. but I would most likely say most of you out there are not creating a boundary for spite. You're not doing it to intentionally annoy, offend, or hurt someone. And that to me brought me peace because I was like, okay, because how many times can we question ourselves, right? We still gaslight ourselves. We still have this narrative in our heads that we're pieces of shit, that we are terrible friends, we're terrible people, that we're weak, we don't amount to anything, we don't know what we're doing, we can't trust our gut, right? So that narrative, because we were raised in a toxic family, because we were raised by a narcissistic parent, that still goes through our head. But here's the thing, all that matters and all that has to settle in your heart, because it's important for your continued growth, for my continued growth, all you have to assess is your inner heart, right? Because if you are aligned with your goals, your inner goals, your gut, your peace, keeping the people around you who are matching your energy, feeling loved, then you're on the right path. Because here's the thing, if you set a boundary with someone and they don't fucking like it, well, most of the time, people that don't like a boundary that you set is because they can no longer take advantage of you. So if you lose that person because you created a boundary, well, then guess what? That's your answer. And you have just stopped perpetuating a negative relationship that would have come to a head eventually. But most people in your life, if you have surrounded yourself with non-toxic people who are matching your energy, if you set a boundary, even if it's a temporary boundary, and you talk to them, I hope and pray that you have people in your life who will respect it, who will understand where you're coming from, who will understand your heart. Because here's the thing, when you contrast it with, okay, am I setting this boundary for spite? If you can say no, check it off and move on. If you can say on the other hand, no, I'm setting this boundary for peace. What does peace mean? Peace means the freedom from disturbance and tranquility, okay? And sometimes we have to set boundaries for our peace and tranquility. We were never, ever, ever given the opportunity to set a boundary for our own peace growing up. So it feels weird. And every time we set a boundary, even when we were little and we would try to set that boundary, what would happen? We would get discarded. We learned very early on not to set a boundary, but boundaries are healthy. Boundaries are not bad. Boundaries do not mean you're a bitch. Boundaries do not mean you're selfish or spiteful. So when it comes to the relationship with our friends, when it comes to raising kids, can we talk about how fucking hard it is to raise kids with all this trauma in our backpack, okay? With no fucking village, with nobody to call and be like, hey mom, hey dad, what the fuck am I doing? Can we talk about that? I do want to talk about that, not in this episode, but I have a whole fucking episode, probably two, probably three, about how fucking difficult it is to raise kids with no village while trying to heal our trauma, okay? It is hard. It is difficult. And so especially as it pertains to our kids, right? Are we setting a boundary? Are we initiating a punishment for spite to hurt, annoy, or offend them? I imagine the answer is no. Are we setting that boundary with our child to preserve peace, freedom from disturbance, tranquility? Perhaps we're setting that boundary with our child for their good, for their benefit, because none of us want to send an asshole into the world. That's the goal. Don't send an asshole into the world. Let's talk about the evolution of how a boundary comes to be, right? For me, it's I'm hit with something that makes me uncomfortable. I'm hit with something that makes me feel icky. And again, the longer we are on this no contact journey, the more positive people we have in our life, we're very, very keen and astutely aware of the people who are toxic. And it immediately goes to our shoulders. For me, I carry my tension in my shoulders. Immediately, the tension is in our shoulders. Immediately, we can't breathe. We go back to all of the toxic, just innate feelings that we had because we know what it's like to be around toxic people. So when we are faced with an emotion like that, it's always good to take a step back and be like, what made me feel that way? What can I do to change it? Because we're in control of our lives now. We are not beholden to our toxic family. We are not beholden to our narcissistic mother to make her happy, to accommodate her in any way. So it's important for us to cultivate peace. Cultivate what's making us happy. So take a step back. Now, then you can say, okay, if the answer is, yeah, I need to make a boundary. Well, what does that boundary look like? Is it a big boundary? Or is it just a little tiny boundary? I would like to say, sometimes you have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes it's just about a conflict or maybe taking a minute or maybe a personality conflict that, but they're a really good person. And so you can just try to work with them. Or maybe it's something like, hey, you have to go to someone and say, hey, don't do that with me again. I don't like how that felt. Please don't speak to me like that again. Please don't treat me like that again. It brings up trauma. It triggers me, something, whatever it was. I don't know what it is for you that perhaps you're dealing with that you have to now create a boundary. But the boundary, again, back to how we were taught what a boundary was, right? What do you usually associate with a boundary? How do I usually associate a boundary? Fucking they're done. They're dead, cut off. Done, right? Because that was the boundary that was always given to us from our narcissistic mother in the form of the discard. But no, a boundary doesn't have to be that big. It doesn't have to be huge and fiery and tumultuous. It doesn't have to be. A boundary can be, hey, if you don't mind, like that really bothered me. Can you not do that? And guess what? You are not a bitch for telling people what you want, because at the end of the day, you teach people how to treat you. And if you're teaching people that what they're doing is acceptable, they're going to keep doing it. So honestly, bless their hearts and shame on us for keeping quiet and allowing someone to mistreat them. And like I said on the last episode, it's okay to reevaluate every now and then. It's okay to look at a friend, at your partner, at your kids and say, guess what? You know what? I'm a different version of myself today than I was yesterday. And while that behavior was acceptable yesterday, it's not acceptable today. And either they'll accept you and they'll accept your boundary and go, gosh, you know, I'm really sorry. Yeah, you know, I'm glad that you feel comfortable and safe to share this with me. Like, I don't want this friendship or I don't want this relationship to end. Like, thank you. Let's work on it. And then you move on. Or they blow up in your face and they're out of your life. And then bye, bitch. Like,
Bye.
So I always love to get to the root of your feelings. Always get to the root of your feelings and think about why you're feeling the way that you are. And I feel like it's also very important to trust yourself in these times. Growing up, we were told you're stupid, you're not on the right track, you can't make decisions for yourself. Those days are over. So we have to really quiet our hearts, settle our minds, have a conversation with yourself as far as the root of what's making you feel like you need to set the boundary. And then whatever feeling pops up when you realize you have to make the boundary, think about that. Challenge that. Is it fear? Okay, why are you afraid? Are you afraid because you think this person's going to leave you? Well, then get okay with people leaving you. Because what's the alternative? Having people in your life who mistreat you. And I don't know about you, but I'm not here for that anymore. Is it fear of rejection? I get it. Is it you don't know how to have the conversation? Give yourself a little bit of credit, do a little bit of research, and honestly, you don't have to know exactly what to say. If you're speaking to someone who loves you and you're setting a boundary with them, you can be like, listen, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't really even know how to express how I'm feeling. All I can say is this, it makes me icky. Please don't do it again. Can we have this common understanding that you're not gonna do this again? And maybe I did something to bring that on. I apologize, whatever it is. Face the fear of the boundary. Figure out what the boundary is. Face the fear of the boundary and then ask yourself, are you doing it out of spite or are you doing it for peace? And then it takes away the negative connotation with, oh, well, I'm just being a bitch right now. Are you though? You know how many times I've said that to my husband when I've had to set a boundary with someone and I'm like, oh, I'm just being a bitch. And I love the way my husband talks to me because he challenges my head and my thinking, which I so needed. And I feel like all of us who are recovering from a toxic family, who are recovering from the manipulation and passive aggressive behavior of our narcissistic parent, we need someone to challenge our thought processes. We need someone to challenge, why do you feel that way? Why would you think you're a bitch? You're a good person. Why would you think that way? You know? So question yourself. And then when you question yourself, you're gonna realize, wait a second, I'm not a bitch. It's not a bitch to ask for a whole fucking piece of cake instead of just breadcrumbs, okay? Like, it's okay to ask for what you want. So is there a boundary that you have wanted to set? Is there a conversation that you know that you've needed to have? Is there something in your life that's making you feel icky? And I get it. You know, maybe you're gaslighting yourself. I know I still gaslight myself. Well, I have to be nice to everyone because, you know, I don't have any family and, you know, I don't want to be a bitch. And yeah, like if I cut people off or if I set boundaries, like I'm no better than my family. No, no, we are nothing like our narcissistic families. Why? Because we are the cycle breakers, because we had the strength to say, you're not treating me like that. I'm not having you in my life, even though your name is mom, your name is dad, your name is brother, your name is stepmom, whomever it is, uncle, whatever. We are powerful enough. We are not a villain for doing that. And so I struggled with that. I kept friends in my life that were not good for me, that were clearly narcissistic. So what is stopping you from setting that boundary? Is it fear? Is it the fear of being rejected? Is it the fear of not being heard? Try to get really quiet with yourself. This is where I would encourage you to just take out your journal and just write down, like, get in touch with the emotion. Laura, by the way, if you haven't listened to her episode, go back and listen to it. But she so beautifully explains emotions that you grab onto them. And what is it feel like? What does it look like? Is it dark? Is it fuzzy? Is it slimy? Is it green? Is it pink? Is it happy? Is it bright? Is it? I love how she said that on that episode. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it because she's great. But grab hold of that emotion. What does it look like? And then think about the fallout. Always take it to the worst case scenario. Okay, so what will happen if you set this boundary and your worst case scenario comes true? You lose a friend. You lose a partner. I don't mean to sound like I'm minimizing any of these things because they're fucking difficult and I know that they're scary. But you guys, we have to be confident in keeping positive people in our life. We have to know that we're worthy of having confident and positive, non-toxic, non-narcissistic people in our life. And we're gonna go through seasons of being alone. And But there's a way to get there, right? Like our toxic family threw us away and we were alone. At least I was. And I had to rebuild. And I'm not saying, you know, go through and just cut everybody off, but it's okay if something is hitting you that feels wrong in your soul to make that boundary, to face that boundary. And I want you to remember the definition of spite, a desire to hurt, annoy, or offend. Are you doing it to spite someone? Are you? And like, honestly, if you're flying your bitch flag, fucking fly it. Like if some people deserve the bitch flag, I always say, people say two things about me. They'll say I'm the sweetest person in the world, or they'll say I'm the biggest bitch they've ever met. Both are correct, because depending on how they treated me, they got the version of me that they brought out. And I am not ashamed of that. I give people a chance. If you get my bitch, you probably did something to deserve it. So if you're at the point where your bitch flag is flying and you are being spiteful and you're making that boundary out of spite, sometimes that's necessary. So back to boundaries and relationships and how we need to redefine boundaries in our relationships, because boundaries, again, were used to hurt us. But boundaries can be so beautiful in a relationship that is positive and healthy. What always helps me is taking it to the worst case scenario. So one of two things is going to happen if you create a boundary. So either you're going to lose that relationship, which you probably would have lost anyway down the road, and it's saving you from pain in the future, or it will lead you to a more deep connection. And I think that's what's surprising for me on this no contact journey. As I step out and I create, you know, the first time I created boundaries, like I'm very like meek, like very like, okay, well, I'm gonna make this boundary here and I'm gonna take my chalk and I'm gonna slowly, shakily draw this boundary, but I know you're gonna leave me now, you know, and then all of a sudden they don't leave. And I'm like, wow, okay, so this is a healthy relationship. Conversation, setting boundaries, telling you what hurts me, telling you what bothers me, all of us modifying. People have come to me and said, hey, I don't like when you do that. My husband has said to me on multiple occasions, hey, I don't like when you do that. My kids have come to me on multiple occasions, hey, mom, I don't like when you do that. Okay, I'm modifying for the ones that I love as well. It's what we all do. But when you realize that boundaries are actually supposed to bring you closer to the person that you're in a relationship with, that's the healthy way. Our narcissistic mothers used boundaries to manipulate us back to a close relationship with her. It was fucked up from the beginning. No, boundaries are a way to communicate with the people that you love to bring you closer together, not push you apart. And if you lose that person, bye, bitch. They did not deserve you anyway. All right, that's it. I hope you feel like less of an asshole. I hope that this episode can remind you that we've been through some shit and we're all learning and we all have shit that we are working on and shit that we're still feeling and triggers that we still have. And as we go down this no contact journey, as we are cultivating peace in our life, whether it be our kids or our friends or our partner, we have to be okay with taking a step back and doing some self-care. And sometimes that self-care is in the form of a boundary. And perhaps the boundary is revisited. Perhaps it's not a bold, you know, great earthquake divide. But I just want you to feel empowered that it's okay. It's okay if you need to set that boundary. Set that boundary. Okay, so if you are not over on Instagram at the Character Outs podcast community, I don't know what you're waiting for. Get over there. We're having fun. I have so many new things. One is I've got a Q&A where you can drop a question on a post and I want to hear from you. I want to hear any questions, any struggles that you're having. You drop a question and I will answer them on the podcast. I am currently offering a one-time use 45-minute chat with me, completely free. I know when I was first going through my no contact journey and being discarded, I was in survival mode. I wasn't listening to Audibles. I wasn't reading books. I wasn't listening to podcasts. Like I was in fucking survival mode, right? And I was surrounded by people, well-meaning people, but I was surrounded by people who didn't get it. So their advice sometimes was like, it left me feeling a little deflated. And I'm not saying I'm perfect or have all the answers. And that's what I'll say again. I am not a therapist. I am not trained in the mental health field. I am just a survivor who has been through it. Consider me a friend you can vent to. I will give my best advice based on what I've been through, how I've navigated my life with my children, with my spouse, with friends, with my toxic family, the fallout. So we'll get on the phone for 45 minutes and we'll just chat. I'll just listen, give you advice if you need, and go from there. Again, this is not for anyone struggling or in crisis. I have resources, and there are so many resources that if you are having suicidal ideations or you're actually struggling, there's resources for you, friends. Visit my website, characterartspodcast.com. If you'd like to be on the show, connect with me, email me, characterartspodcast@gmail.com. So I really want to spend this season interacting with you. Also on Instagram, I'm excited to announce that you can subscribe to the Character Outs podcast. So that's going to be exciting. That is going to launch in about 3 days. And it's just going to give you extra insight to my life. I'll go live with my subscribers and we can just, like, while I'm cooking or whatever, and we can talk. If you guys are having a problem, you can ask me anything. You'll have access to bloopers, to extra content, exclusive merchandise. So that is also available on Instagram. And it's funny because I put on my story last week. I was like, hey, like, who would be up for a meetup in the city? And I got so many responses like, I'm there. I'm like, what a beautiful fucking community this is. So that's in the works too. A meetup in the city where all of us misfits can, I don't know, go out to dinner, meet in a hotel lobby, and all just remind ourselves that we're not alone. We're on this journey together. So that's also in the works. So jump on over to Instagram so you can stay tuned to all of that. I hope you are having a way less grouchy week than I am. And I hope that wherever you are, look in the mirror right now and remind yourself that you are a fucking bad ass bitch. Okay? All right. Cheers till next time, friends.